UK Talk Radio. We're crossing over to Mexico now. We've got an author on the end of the line. Always great to talk to authors. We love our authors here on UK Talk Radio. Carolyn Watson Dubish, welcome to UK Talk Radio.
Thank you. Hello from Mexico.
Thank you very much. Yes, you've been in Mexico for 18 months now, haven't you? And, of course, your home country is the US.
I'm originally from New York.
Yes. Yeah. And what sort of area in Mexico are you in? How would you describe it to the listeners?
Well, it's beautiful. It's tropical. We're in on the west coast of Mexico, on the Pacific, and it's called Mazatlan. I'm actually writing a children's book now that is set here, and it's actually a very gorgeous city, very touristic, and it is very popular with Canadians. There's I've met more Canadians since I've lived here than I have in my entire life. So
Right.
My husband calls it Canada South.
I like it. Yeah, I like it. I was going to say, Carolyn, what I particularly liked, jumped out at me when I was reading about you briefly was that you mentioned how your art, because you're a multifaceted artist, how your art has helped you to escape, or maybe should we say ride through this this dreadful COVID period that we've been through over the past year.
Yes.
Because you're...
Yes, it has. It's how I cope with a lot of things, actually. I write, and I draw, and I paint, and it helps me to deal with the stresses of the world, really. And I've been very productive the last year, because there's been a lot of stress in the world. So, it's very soothing for me to focus on my art, focus on my work. Definitely.
Yes, and this is one of the great, positive, fantastic things that has come out of this past year. There are lots of advantages and positives. And in terms of your art, Carolyn, you're a sculptor, an illustrator, a children's book writer, a painter, many things. And but it'd be fair to say, I suppose, that children's work, which of course is a niche in itself. Children's books are your particular niche and speciality, aren't they, Carolyn?
Yes. I particularly like to focus on children when I'm writing because, quite honestly, it's less complicated. Children have this sense of wonder, and writing is a struggle. You have to try and avoid cliches. You have to try and avoid bringing your story in a direction that's been tread on so many times that the reader would get boring or know what's going to happen.
Yes.
But with children, they don't have that kind of experience. They don't. Cliches, fine.
yes.
It really is.
Yes.
And, you know, it's okay. I'm not saying that my stories are cliche. I'm just saying it creates less obstacles when I'm writing. And also children are a great audience, you know. They're very receptive. They're very encouraging, honestly. Adults tend to be more critical of things. And children just aren't.
No, it's so true. That's
really...
Yeah,
wonderful.
That's poignantly true. Yes, poignantly true. Absolutely. No, that's really thought-provokingly true. Now, Carolyn, how did your writing journey begin? How did this start?
I started writing... I started writing in high school, but I never took it very seriously. I very much focused on art and got a scholarship to my college, the School of Visual Arts in New York City. And then it was all about painting and drawing and getting my skills to a professional level. And during that time, I started taking children's book courses for illustrators. And some of the requirements were to create a book of your own. So I would say that's probably when I started writing children's books, but I never took it seriously until I had kids of my own. So then I was 24 hours a day reading children's books, especially with my oldest. And she was not happy in the car a lot because she got car sick. So she demands that I told stories while I was driving without a book in front of me.
Yeah.
So I had to make up stories while driving. And it was, I mean, I can't say that any of those stories were particularly brilliant, but it was like flexing a muscle. Like, you just start writing while you're talking. And eventually, from that, I started writing again. So,
yes,
and illustrating.
Yes, my granddad was Canadian, but he came to the UK when, you know, he was in his 20s, and he used to just, when I was a child, he used to read stories. When he didn't read them, he just made them up as he went along. So, and it was incredible. He had this gift of reading stories to me, you know, if I was staying at his place, and as a child, and just, you know, kind of reeling it off. And he didn't know what was coming next. He didn't know where the story was going, and he was just quite literally just making it up as he went along. It was incredible. He was so good at it.
Yeah, actually, it can be quite fun to create something like that. I've taught children a lot in art classes. And I've also done many, many authors with it. And one thing we've done is something called the cartoon in the round, where we, for older students, we have a page laid out with, I'll have a number of empty panels, like a comic book page, and everyone sits in a circle. And your job is to fill the first panel, and then we pass it. And there's a title on the top. It says, like, the day the World Rain Hamburgers, or something like that. And then you have all the pictures, but you do the first picture, you pass it to the left, and then you do the first picture and the new title, and the second picture and the new title. So basically, everyone in the group has written a story off the top of their head with the help of everyone else in the room. It actually, it's quite a lot of fun. The kids come up with crazy, crazy stories.
Yeah. Where can people find you on the World Wide Web if they want to look you up now, Karen, and they want to read about you and buy your work? How can they find you? I suppose we ought to just clarify the spelling of your name. It's Carolyn and Watson Dubish, isn't it? And that's Watson.
Dubish.
Yeah. How do we spell Watson Dubish?
Watson is the same as Watson, W-A-P-S-O-N.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Dubish is D-U-B-I-S-C-H, has a C in it, my cat.
Yeah.
And I can be found pretty easily. I have a page on Amazon. If you type my name into Amazon, my author page comes up, and you can see all the books I've done. I'm on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram. On all of these sites, I have a public profile, and I have a blog, and I have an art blog called Carolyn's Art, .tumblr.com.
Yeah, so that's Carolyn Watson Dubish, and one of your most recent works is Fireflies. So that's Fireflies, and it's a children's work. How would you explain this book to our listeners, Fireflies?
Fireflies is the story of two sisters. They get on a boat in Nova Scotia. They're going to Nova Scotia from Portland, Maine. They're taking the ferry, and it's a couple hours. It's just a few hours, but it's the evening, and while they're on the boat, they discover some fireflies and try to catch them. And the twist is that what they're catching is not fireflies. The twist is that the fireflies are actually water fairies. And they realized in horror that they've filled the jar with these screaming fairies. It's mostly, the idea is a story about empathy. Because capturing animals and putting them inside a container is easy to do. It's something, but when they don't have a face, when they're insects, you don't see their faces, you don't see them upset, or you know. And I think that making them fairies, it makes them identify with what they've done. I don't think that it's a bad thing to collect insects. I just think people need to think through what they're doing. And also, it gives a sense of magic to what was really a simple story. So, anyway, they released the fairies. So, it's been a well-received book, I would say. I'm getting a lot of good comments. People do like it. And I think it's just supposed to be fun.
Yes. I remember when I was, I'm probably digressing slightly, but when I was a child, I had a friend, and she was a few doors away, and I remember she had a cardboard box with like grass in it, and she had a collection of snails inside this cardboard box, you know,
right.
I'm not sure if that's particularly humane, because it wasn't a very large box, but that memory has just come back to me now about her collection of snails in this box.
Oh, yeah.
I'm not sure if that's what you're supposed to do, really, but it's amazing how that's... I hadn't thought about that for years and years and years, and now it's just suddenly come back to me.
I mean, I certainly did that when I was a child. We used to collect crayfish in the water at the lake. And if you don't pay attention, if you don't release them right away, they start to die, and it becomes sort of this tragic little thing, you know, that has happened. Catching animals, you have to think through what you're doing. But the idea is that the children connect to each other, and they connect to things that they don't understand in the world.
Yes. Yeah, we've mentioned that you're a painter and sculptor, illustrator as well, but maybe we ought to mention that you have had your book read out by Sarah Ferguson, aka Fergie. People can have a look at that on YouTube, can't they?
Yes. Storytime with Fergie and Friends.
Yes.
She has a whole channel. She reads loads of books, and she read mine, which was really exciting.
Yeah, and she was very good at it. Yeah, I watched her. She was very good at that. Yeah.
And she always wears a costume, which is fun.
She does, doesn't she? Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, she's a colourful character, isn't she?
Yes. Does a great job on that channel. And she has a lot of books to explore, and I hope that your listeners will try and find mine. It was great to have her read that.
Yes. Is it just I only just discovered it yesterday. Is it just children's books she does, or is it all types of books?
It's a children's channel.
Yes.
So she focuses on children's books. And she does, I think, other activities sometimes for children. And she, I believe, is also a children's book author.
Oh, right. I'll have to check that. I didn't know that. I know she's got a lot of strings to her bow. I know that. Yeah.
Yeah.
Excellent.
She's got a lot going on.
She has, yeah. Well, thank you very much for spending the time to talk to our listeners here on UK Talk Radio, Carolyn. Just to remind our listeners, you are Carolyn Watson Dubisch, Dubisch. You're a multifaceted artist, sculptor, illustrator, painter, and your speciality is children's books as well, and you're now based in Mexico, and so people can go on to Amazon and have a good look at all of those books, including the one that we've talked about in particular, which is Fireflies.
Yes, thank you for having me on.
No, thank you very much, Carolyn. You're very welcome, and maybe speak to you again in the near future. Thank you so much.
Thanks. Have a great day.
Thank you. Absolutely. Yes, where you are when we're recording this interview now, it's early evening here, and it's early afternoon, late morning where you are, isn't it?
Yes, it's
yeah.
about 11 o'clock.
Yeah. Now, have a great day yourself, Carolyn. Thank you.
Thank you.
That was Carolyn Watson Dubish, an author and multifaceted artist, joining us from Mexico. Here on UK Talk Radio.